ngithokoze kakhulu usekelo esilubonileyo sizakhamuzi zasedupane east njalo kuyathembisa ukuthi ngomgqibelo mhlaka 3 August MPC ilethubelise lokunqoba wasezama futhi ngomgqibelo ntambama nangesenzo ekuseni ukubonana nezakhamuzi zakobulawayo nabameli bezakhamuzi zakobulawayo ezama ukuthi azwe imbono nendlela abantu bakobulawayo ababona ngayo ukuthi indlela emele ihlehlwe ngayo kusiya phambili ngendaba ezenzakeleyo amaviki adlulileyo ku-City Council. I-MDC yinhlanganiso ehlonipha isifiso sikazulu ngakho-ke umongameli wethu ubefisa ukuzwa ama-different stakeholders ukuthi bathini lama-advice abanika wona like uhambe kakuhle
kahle kahle kuyini aphume lakho kobulawayo ikakhulu nxa sikhangela udaba lokubana bakhona abathi kubunjwe i-commission.
Obviously i-commission ayidingakali okwamanje ngoba as i-MDC thina internally we have managed to resolve indaba leyi. U-Tom Clark has been allowed to go back to work and we have agreed to set up a committee to investigate informally before a decision is made. So that issue is resolved. So there is no need for a commission. And uma kulamanye ama-issues are involved, a normal city council should address them. So thina as MDC sikhangelele phambili ukuthini indaba le iza resolve kulandelela i-procedure zesikhona. So obviously as MDC are against setting up of a commission.
Kuyini okuzasala kusenzakala kobulawayo kudaba lona lolo lwe-council?
Ngiba ngishilo ngaphambilini thina kudala sasova last week indaba leyi sekule 2 weeks actually but okunye upresident aze warithi ngakho ikhona ukuthini beyond i-council what are the other residents abakobulawayo saying amanye ama-stakeholders abakobulawayo and we wanted to understand ukuthini how does the MDC go forward out of that in terms of public relations nomphakathi wakobulawayo. So that was the most important issue. Wenza ukuthi kube nezifundo ezinhle for the party going forward.